A group of soldiers from Gambia welcomed the UN Secretary General to the headquarters of the African mission in Sudan. Ban Ki-moon inspected the guard to general applause by AMIS soldiers who attended the colorful ceremony. Before arriving in El Fasher, Ban told journalists traveling with him on a plane from Juba that the war in Darfur has gone on for far too long and that the people have suffered far too much. He said a military solution alone will not work. That is why, he said, it is crucial to step up the political process.
While we are now on good track on deploying hybrid peacekeepers. In fact, we have received more than what we are actually in need of, except those special areas like air transportation, other technical areas. This hybrid operation process should be accompanied by political process. Otherwise, our peacekeepers or police or civilian workers will have much difficulty in carrying out their roles.
The UN Security Council passed a resolution calling for the deployment of a 26,000-strong hybrid force. The peacekeepers will be composed of troops from the African Union and the United Nations. In meetings, he has lined up with leaders of the African Union, the United Nations, tribal and civil representatives. Ban Ki-moon said he will impress upon them the need to speedily deploy the troops to ensure security in Darfur. Remarking on his trip to Juba Tuesday, the UN Secretary General said he was humbled when he saw the living conditions of people there. He said they are living through a very difficult political situation and they need and deserve international support. He said he believes peace in Darfur is linked to the successful implementation of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, which ended Sudan's civil war in 2005.
I came to realize much more than I thought in New York the importance and urgency of a smooth implementation of Comprehensive Peace Agreement. It is crucially important that both South and North Sudanese leaders fully cooperate on the basis of mutual trust to cooperate, implement this CPA.
Political negotiations between the Sudanese government and eight key rebel groups are expected to begin in October. Ban said an exact date and venue for the negotiations will be finalized soon. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, El Fasher, Sudan.